Podlita.
Working models who are working.
Captions pod, crunch.
Podlita.
Conspiracy theory.
Top pod, model Matt.
Podlita. That's not very elderly.
Too tall. Too small.
So nice to wear.
I guess.
Hello and welcome to Podlita. What is that? It's Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. My name is Hannah Jane Ginsburg and 20 years old and you get eggs and spam.
I'm JW Crump and we're in Hawaii, so this whole ocean is our tank.
And I'm Alexander Price and Nigel pops out of nowhere and I'm like, great.
And we are here today discussing Cycle 13, Episode 8, Dive Deeper, or my alternate title, The Girls Who Just Want to See Some Fucking Turtles.
Yes, but it's Episode 10.
It's episode, see, I can't, so on Amazon it's 9, and I knew, like, for you guys it was one way or the other, and I couldn't remember which.
Wild.
Honestly, leave this in. People need to know.
People need to know. People, Amazon is wild.
That is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
because
oh,
they smushed the first one together.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh,
it's like
God.
How I saw the credits a week later than everyone else.
Oh, our own sepia tone flashback of Hannah. But let's flash forward to anchor.fm/podleadem. And that's how you can sponsor this. Who knows what episode we're on, but you can sponsor them all by going to anchor.fm/podleadem. And we have two new sponsors again, y'all. First of all, a Top Model classic. We have a brand new sponsor, Sarah.
Sponsor Sarah.
Love it. And then Hillary. Thank you so much, Hillary. Here's a fun thing. And I don't know if I've ever told Alexander or Hannah this, but I found my mom had one of those big book of baby names, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that Hillary was circled. And I was like, that's interesting because no other name was circled, right? Mm-hmm. And I asked my mom, like, why? And she was like, oh, we didn't find, like, we didn't have any gender checks or anything, like sex checks or whatever the proper term is, like before you're born. So we were
sex
just
checks.
Sex
we were,
check.
That is the medical term.
We didn't know if it's a baby you're gonna fuck. but she was like, so we had a couple of options for names, and Hillary was one of the options. Mm. And I was almost Hillary Grace.
Ooh.
Wow. I was almost Sebastian.
Ooh. I could see you as a Sebster.
My alterna chromosomal persona was Michael.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Still Jane, though. Michael Jane.
Michael
yeah.
Jane.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's so what the J stands for in Michael J. Fox.
I get it. Big family ties fans in the Ginsburg household. So thank you so much, Hillary and Sarah. And anyone can go to anchor.fm/podleadem. And maybe your name will also spark a little fun discussion.
Before we get to previously on, I need to point out that for the first time since this podcast has started, which will make sense in a second, when I go to IMDb to search for people and I type in top model, America's Next Top Model is not the first thing that comes up.
Huh.
Because of Squid Game, Korea's Next Top Model is the
hey.
One.
Because one of the winner stars in it, yeah. right?
So maybe that's the one we do next after we get there.
Absolutely. Again, it'll still be so relevant when we get done with America's yep. Next Top Model in 3 years.
Previously on, erases last week's shoot from existence.
Yup.
It does. Fascinating.
Think that it was the surfboard shoot.
We didn't even see Tyra's favorite costume.
Previously, I was like, not associating me with this.
Was there real-time backlash?
I don't know. That's fascinating. I wrote the sentence, which of these five sullen women will win?
They look so
why are they all so upset?
Because why? I just don't understand why they take clips of them from right after someone that they love was eliminated. Like, take it from, like, not for this photo shoot, but in general, just take their photos or something and do the montage if you want to say that. I like
or
saying
when they're
the
entering for panel, can still get sure. stuff in the room.
Or receiving their photo from Tyra.
Sure.
Great.
We hear a squeal from Erin in the previously on that we did not hear during the episode that really makes it clear why she's working people's last nerve.
Mm-hmm. Imagine
also
that
saying that the girls struggled to stay afoot in the surf.
Afloat? Well, this is the thing. Where is Tyra recording the ADR for this previously on? Because it sounds like an empty hallway.
Well, I mean, look, we've made fun of it for a really long time, but something about top model ADR is special to top model. Mm-hmm. There's just something cheaper about it, no matter what cycle. And it's weirdly consistent.
Yeah.
It never really gets better. Someone sent us a clip a while back from cycle 19 where it's the same poor quality. Like, I don't understand why this never got better and
I
why
like
they
it.
Weren't. Huh?
I like it. It's like
it's comforting to
yeah,
know.
It is. You can rely on it. We've come so far together. I've Stockholmed into just having affection for the terrible ADR.
Oh, the one that made me laugh so hard that I was just like, you know what? I like it, JW.
I do. I just like him.
Woo. In other delusional things, Aaron starts the episode saying, the panel wants me to succeed, which is the most wild thing I've heard because you've been in the bottom two twice already.
But they do want her to stay.
Apparently so. I was more confused by Sunday's metaphor that makes Aaron one of the small mice from Cinderella. Because
I loved that metaphor.
Aaron's on a thread. But she's swinging back and forth, and Sunday just wants to flick her off. So she's just a miniature person on an actual thread.
Can we talk about how many different backgrounds for the interviews there are this episode? And more specifically, what is Jennifer's?
I don't know. No idea.
Yeah. I was like, is it a microscoped image of wood grain? What's happening?
Well, we also see a lot of Jennifer. Uh-oh, is what I wrote.
Yeah, although it may just be at this, it's harder when there's this few, because I do think that Jennifer's one of the only reliable narrators we have, even though to Hannah's point a couple of episodes ago, the jet lag never left. Jennifer is loopy.
This seems like a situation where she is their only narrator. And they, like, gave her caffeine pills so she could get through all the narration.
It's very Jesse Spano.
It is. She is excited and scared.
When they do, like, when they do these produced confessional moments, everyone else gets, like, a half hour. They're like, okay, bring in Jennifer for the next 8 hours to really stitch this episode together for us.
They're also, like, sweetening her with weird sound effects.
Well, they put Chinese symbols underneath her.
Ooh.
When she clapped her hand.
Nicole laments how weird it is for Brittany to have gone home when she had so many great pictures. And I was like, was weird. Was a weird choice. Brittany's soul entered Nicole to like speak truth to power like Brittany used to. Nicole's eyes rolled in the back of her head and she was top model math for a little bit.
Jennifer so far is our only contestant to be able to see Nicole as a competitor without the fog of blinding hatred.
Mm-hmm.
But they also edit her in such a weird way.
Yes.
Where she says, half of me is thinking, I hate that bitch. And then they never give us what the other half of her is thinking.
No.
And also the way she says it makes it feel like it was the second part of the sentence, because she hits it like kind of in a, I'm making a punchline.
Mm-hmm.
So it's even odder because it's a punchline with zero setup. Here's the options for the Tyra mail. They're either going to be sea turtles, mermaids, or dead things.
These guesses this episode get wild.
They just want turtles. Hence my episode title. Just someone take these girls to meet a sea turtle. Someone.
I will say, when I was last in Hawaii, I did get very, very close to some sea turtles, and it was quite magical. Was I only wearing one flipper because my father had the other flipper and we didn't pay for that gear? Yes. Did we almost get swept out to sea? Also, yes. Mm-hmm. Was it magical? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, I would completely lose my mind over a sea turtle.
I just wish we always saw them in their kind of limo bus, like driving, and a sea turtle, and they just all stare at it like wistfully, like,
Like a mosaic of a sea turtle.
Oh, we could be with the turtles.
I did enjoy Laura giving us some Cycle 4 UV energy with a Getting Lucky in Kentucky t-shirt.
Yeah.
Time for Sunday's backstory, courtesy of Nicole asking a producerly pointed question.
Did they all have a production meeting without Sunday?
Yes.
Seems like
it. Yeah, that 100, it all seems like this. This is the weirdest energy.
But also, Sunday, the girls aren't in charge of getting you to the top four.
No, but I love this. I think Sunday was talking straight to the producers when she says, if I make it to the top four, you can hear the full story. I almost wanted to be like, tune in next week. That was smart. Sunday realizes she's in a house full of gamers.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I have not been playing the game hard enough. I have been trying to be too cute, and it is time to play some game. Create the cliffhanger, Sunday.
Get tissues.
I do like her saying that sometimes she thinks it's important to come from a rough background because that makes you appreciate things more. You know, kind of the...
Well, she's faced with Aaron.
Well, but it's like the opposite of, it's the opposite of like privilege, you know what I mean? Where she's just like, because of this, that's why I love it. Now, I also think, unfortunately, the way she's presented, it's making her put too much into this because there's so much Sunday energy of, if I leave this, life is over, which is heartbreaking.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah. Laura comes in with full Alexander energy of, everybody loves me on my birthday.
That red sunburn peeking over the top of her pants.
So red.
It's just everywhere.
Oh, yeah. She got roasted and toasted. But her just running around. And then for a while, seemingly only Jen and Aaron celebrating her birthday. But
the timeline of this birthday is out of this world. I cannot tell you when this is happening.
Can we? You know how we like to talk about our bonus episodes that we're going to do one day where we like rank Sarah's and rank makeovers? Can we rank top model eggs?
Ooh, yes.
Because these look pretty good.
No, we can.
This breakfast looked really good.
Yeah.
And it had a side of Spam,
which Laura puts next to her face to compare to her sunburn, which I found adorable.
There was an appropriate amount of both eggs and meat.
Mm-hmm.
And the eggs looked properly cooked.
Cute orange juice.
Like, or was it a mimosa?
I don't think so, just because I wanted it to be, but it was dark orange. It was. It looked like that 99 cent orange juice that I drank growing up.
What? Okay, conspiracy theory. The little cocktail umbrellas in the old Gross Candy House were actually an Easter egg foreshadowing of where they were going.
Oh, that's almost too smart for top model, but I really do like that.
Also, did you know that Spam is not an acronym for anything?
It's just like fake spam, so they just called it Spam.
There was like a New Year's party, and they came up with that name.
Who's they? Well, the company who sells it?
Big Spam, Hannah.
You don't know?
Yep. Also, GIs who ate it 3 meals a day during the war wrote hate mail to Hormel for years after returning home.
How petty. I love that.
Hormel hate mail is quite a tongue twister. So it's time to go to the beach.
Wow, it smells like fish.
Are we camping? Because I don't want
to. To be fair, that's me. It's like, oh, Aaron, no. That's me.
Aaron, because she hates everything, falls into accidental relatability every so often. Yeah. Because as long as you hate the same thing as Aaron, you're like, oh, what a queen.
Then we get to the first of many terrible music cues.
Ooh.
And this description from Laura of a bunch of like the same length little tan men rowing.
Yay.
Ooh.
Yikes.
But luckily,
I like to keep all my men the same length.
Length. That's not how you measure people.
These women don't know they're small. But it does not matter. We could blast past this because get ready for these girls to be so overwhelmed by a celebrity.
I was shocked they knew who this was.
Yes.
And all of them seemingly. And distance.
Did not know who this person was.
Nope.
They were, I mean, maybe it was like the year that she was huge because you look up stuff on her and she had literally just won like top sexiest woman, not part of a top 100, just the winner.
The winner.
It's Marissa Miller. No,
I will flip out, Jen. I will flip out.
American supermodel.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, the energy that Marissa brings, I am here for.
No.
From start to finish.
Her hard shaking. Disagree.
Oh my God, JW, it is not surprising to me that you love a fun substitute teacher.
The energy of her shaking her own chest at these girls and going, American supermodel is the dumbest energy.
The energy of her going like, hey, shorts, I'm short too. 5'8". Isn't that so short when all of them were told they must be 5'7" and under? Marissa did not get a brief. No one told Marissa nothing. Tyra left no notes for her class of short shorts.
What's so funny?
She's just here to show them a DVD.
I brought laser discs.
Now I know that Alexander did more research than I did. Because I got tired.
Well, there's a lot on her. I mean, she's had a career.
Usually accomplished model. Mm-hmm. I describe her as the cool girl of brand ambassadors because everything she reps for is very cool girl.
Cool girl.
And then I discovered the existence of a show that I didn't know about. And maybe you two already did.
No.
But she was a judge on the 2004 show Manhunt, The Search for America's Most Gorgeous Male Model.
Wait,
was produced by Tyra Banks.
Yep.
Wait, but it wasn't, had no connection to the gay hookup site Manhunt?
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, probably, but not on purpose.
Or the ultraviolet banned video game Manhunt? Also, no.
Now, listeners, did I locate the first episode of this on YouTube and watch the first 7 minutes of it? Yes, I did.
Hannah, you're turning into me.
Will I continue? Will I go back and complete the episode and any other I can find from this one season 8 episode wonder? You know I will. She was a judge along with Carmen Electra. And I'm just telling, just the intro packages.
Whoa.
Hold on. I need you to pause for a second. Mouse. Hannah, we need you to pause. The judging panel includes both Marissa and Carmen Electra.
Correct.
Woo, substitute teachers all around.
You, so many men trying to convince people that they're straight. And then one who's like, I'm the gay in the house. Cannot wait to report back more on the show.
I can't wait.
Oh my God. That might actually have to be a bonus episode unless my ice cream comes out with 40 more flavors in the next week.
But Marissa Miller's here to teach you girls how to be hot. And not over the top. She fails.
Wrong. Disagree. Yes. Hard disagree. Marissa gives, whether or not you like the kind of modeling she is asking them to do, she gives actual tips.
She gives actual tips instructions. For one kind of modeling, and that is how she models. That's okay. Not helpful.
It runs counter to a lot of what Tyra has coached in the past, which
I love it.
Delicious. But she is giving practical advice. You can't say that they didn't get a list of things to do.
Yes, the list includes don't rub your boobs, show off your butt.
Great. Uh-huh.
Keep it fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Close your mouth.
Jen. Women like to see the side. Men like straight on.
Yeah.
That's great. On your knees. That's great.
And my favorite tip, okay, stand up.
Oh, not spit out that water?
I mean, and don't forget her signature thing that she can't copyright, Barbie toe.
I don't know. I think my favorite piece of advice was calling them all pussycats.
Yeah, don't be little pussycats.
Which, was that really how you're going to end that word, Marissa?
Pussycats don't like water. That's what she knows.
So Sunday, this whole episode feels like, oh, Sunday, you didn't want to get your hair wet? Fuck you.
Time to torture you.
It really does. And I appreciate... Because this is the one thing I didn't like about Marissa, was her not getting this.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually, luckily, Sunday stood up for her long enough that she was like, okay, just pat your face with water. It was like, Marissa, it took you two or three beats too long. And then they still put her in this shower.
This shower.
Did this remind anyone, when she made them roll in the sand, did it remind anyone else of the hazing scene in Dazed and Confused?
Yes.
Fry little piggies.
Yes.
Well, especially for Laura, who just describes her skin as falling off at this point.
Laura's coping mechanism is to just do it harder and faster than anyone else.
Yep.
You need me to go first? I'm terrified. Done.
Also, Jen face planted in the sand because she comes up and no one else has sand on their face. Just Jen.
And Jen, you had a sand shoot early on. You know how to lie in sand.
Yeah, but she didn't have to make sugar cookies.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately, we see the return of Challenge Nigel.
They're ambushed on a cliff. This looks unsafe. We need to say.
Looks this unsafe?
Every part of this episode
is
needed so much more personnel.
Right?
And training.
So they head to a cliff where they're told they have to jump off into shallow water one time and look sexy on the way down.
I did like when what Sunday said when Nigel arrived, which she said, that means they're taking pictures, I think. Yeah, Sunday. Jen, they tried to give Jen a break for 5 seconds and they're like, hey, bring her back in.
The photographer is Jono Knight.
She pronounced it Jono. Just saying.
Maybe.
I love that Jen just specifically doesn't want to die in front of Marissa Miller. Like, it's not about dying. It's like, I don't want to go out in front of Marissa Miller.
It's not how I pictured it.
I have jumped off a cliff in Hawaii. I'm just going to pepper this in with all the fun things I did in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I did jump off a cliff in Hawaii, but the water has to be much deeper than this.
Here's my thing. When it came to surfing, they were like, better get a partner on that board so nothing bad happens. And the next episode, it's just jump off this cliff near all these rocks.
Also, oh, there's no, people
Sunday,
under you.
You better back up or you're going to hurt your... Oh, Sunday hurt herself. Well, is she okay? She seems like she's okay. I looked from a distance and she seemed fine.
Marissa, why don't you jump off? No? Oh, it seems unsafe?
But they did have random other model who did it, to which Laura says, oh my God, someone get her. Why did she jump off?
Did y'all assume that was also going to be somebody famous who we didn't know?
Yes.
Well, because she
I
was
thought
also
she was
just,
at least going to get a tie run.
She was just standing there before Nigel arrived too. So that means there was a period of time where the girls were just with Marissa and other person. Aaron says, just give me something to jump off of and I'll do it.
And I said, don't threaten me with a good time, Aaron.
They all do pretty miserable.
When Laura goes, Nigel says, she certainly went for it. And I said, be nicer to your only friend, Nigel.
When Marissa later says, you all did well, Nigel's face cracks.
Was so rude. They can see you, Nigel.
Yeah.
So their prize
is something tangible. Tangible. So Aaron's here for it.
Even more tangible than we're originally told.
Yeah. They're told it's a chocolate pearl necklace worth $5,000.
Every time. That little harp cue.
And I'm sorry. Calling it a chocolate pearl necklace makes me think it's edible.
Edible. Also, it made me think that it is multiple pearls. Because when I think of a pearl necklace, I think of multiple.
A strand of pearls.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure.
Not a pendant. A pearl pendant.
Correct.
And then the worst explained secondary prize ever that I truly did not get until we were basically done with the episode.
Oh, yeah. Not till judging. It did not get one shred more of information until the end of judging.
Because it's explained as the winner gets extra frames, then they get to pick a person who gets extra frames. And you're assuming, like, in the past, that means...
Classic.
But also, like, slightly less every
time.
That,
like, nesting doll of photo numbers.
Yes.
Exactly. And they're going to go all the way until one person doesn't get any extra. But you'll find out later, confusingly, it just means that 4 of the 5 just get to go twice.
They don't even specify the number of frames.
Nope.
No, but they do say frames, right? Like, I didn't make that up.
Yes,
okay. They do.
So confusing.
So the winner is Nicole.
Jennifer says, Nicole is fabulous and has everything a model needs. And I got some strong Aja Valentina energy.
Yes. Uh-huh. They're making it seem like Jen hates Nicole.
I don't think she hates her. I do think it must be so frustrating that it just seems like Nicole's gliding to victory.
And that's clearly what Jen is seeing.
And also that Nicole essentially did it wrong. And Marissa was like, you didn't do what I told you to do correctly, but it was a good photo. So meh.
She did do specifically one of the things Marissa told them to do.
She did. But Marissa was just not like, no, not that tip. Not now. I give you so much. This was the not rubbing your boobies time.
Was this a cliff dive for women or a cliff dive for men?
Nicole picks Sunday, picks Laura,
picks Jen.
No one picks Aaron.
What?
Shocking.
But Nicole still takes the time to explain what we already know, which is that nobody picked Aaron because she can be a little brat and gets on everybody's nerves.
I need Aaron to teach a masterclass, you know, on masterclass, on how she can make any sentence bitter. Because she adds just the right amount of words to make it be like, oh, I was on your... No.
She is. She is good at that. Ironically, she would have really liked that chocolate pearl necklace because they're bitter too.
Dark chocolate.
And it's not just a necklace. Apparently, they're her matching earrings.
But here's... Okay. Conspiracy theory. Thank you. It feels like we never see the earrings again that I can tell. So I thought we did
see them one more time.
I didn't. Maybe I missed it, but
I did. I saw them once again.
Okay. Because it really felt like she put them on and got to try them all. And he was like, isn't that fun to try on earrings? Anyway, here's your necklace.
She gets a singular pearl.
It's cute though. I like it.
It was cute. But what is this store called? Is it Island Pearls or Maui Divers? Because we are shown and told two different things. Is this a Kay's Jeweler situation where it's a conglomeration of jewelry people in one shop?
And you know what's not an easy thing to search for? Island Pearls. Because Google wouldn't with me.
The man who helped her seemed very nice.
He did.
But my favorite person in that store was the very bored woman in the front who had no time for this.
Her whole job was just holding down the button to let the door open and close like at a jewelry store.
So we get more birthday antics.
Who went out and got them all of the stuff?
I do not know.
Who got the balloons?
You know that production likes Laura.
Fair.
That's true.
Production's also probably trying to stay away from a lawsuit from Laura because her skin's falling off her body.
You know who hates Laura? Aaron.
You want a card? You want a singing card?
Aaron hates Laura. Well, it's like, what was going on? Because were they decorating Laura's cupcakes in front of Laura?
Yes.
But then telling Laura not to eat the cupcakes?
Well, there was a surprise element, even though it seemed like she had seen everything.
And then they put a bikini top as a blindfold. That was for sure still wet. Yes?
I'll give one thing to Aaron. That was a well-frosted cake.
It was a well-frosted cake.
Until Laura spit all over it. Well,
but I'm going to slap you upside your pretty pink face.
Sunday's dead eyes and traumatized voice on screaming about her cupcakes and stuff. She's terrorized by Aaron.
And then I love that Nicole fully ghosts the party. And the way it's edited makes it feel like they have to go and get her and wake her up to read the Tyra mail. I'm sure it wasn't in that order, but it's really funny that Nicole was like, yeah, parties are fun, but you know what's more fun? Winning.
I really didn't like the use of the word natives in the Tyra mail.
Nope.
And then they just go, sea turtles? But also, how were they supposed to fucking get what this shoot was from this Tyra mail?
These could be people or definitely animals.
No, I just love that. I love the idea now that every Tyra mail they get, they're like, sea turtles?
Let them see some turtles.
Guys, could it finally be sea turtles?
I don't know how they jumped, how they were supposed to guess this photo shoot.
There's no way.
Nothing. No.
Also, I don't think it bears out. What's the natives? The ocean?
Mm-hmm. Also, there is no fucking digital art this week. No digital art.
Which is so funny because there's 17 TVs that we could have cut to.
Yep. Yeah.
There's a really cool transitional move before the photo shoot where there's this front flip from a surfer into the ocean. I just like it.
It was impressive.
That's what I like. You know, you know how you like ADR? Yeah. I like transitions.
You like B-roll.
Yep.
And then I wrote a note just for Alexander, which was, oh no, Russell James is back and Mr. J is calling him Papa.
My nemesis. Russell James is here to shoot them underwater using regulators.
I had never heard the term regulator before, so it took me a while to understand what was happening.
It just takes two of my least favorite things, which is Russell James and things that they should have been trained on but weren't.
Yeah, why is Russell James the person who appears to be training them on how to do this? They're in Hawaii. They couldn't find one scuba instructor.
Guys, it takes 2 days to be certified for scuba. Also, I'm going to bring it up now. If you have asthma, you should not be scuba diving.
Yeah.
It's actually a really fucking dangerous thing. And you have to get extra certification if you have asthma.
The self-righteousness of, well, there are divers with asthma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me a Tyra 2 list.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, Jay and Tyra.
Dalai Lama, this, all divers with asthma.
Because there could even be, I went on such a fucking deep dive on this because I was so angry.
Ha.
There can, ha 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 ha. I'm so angry.
But just remember, Alexander, you're not mad at me, your friend JW, no, who would never ask someone to scuba dive.
Mr. J has never called JW Papa.
Anyways, there could be pollen in the oxygen tanks. She could have developed a bronchospasm. There was a risk of a gas embolism. This is...
Even without the excellent research you did, it's clearly not a good idea. Like, it's so obvious to me that this is dangerous for someone with asthma.
It's not a good idea for any of them. Also, they put them in ankle weights. This is a nightmare scenario. Ugh.
All for something that even sort of admit could be mostly done in a pool.
Uh-huh.
Not that we've had safe pool shoots, mind you. But
how
still.
Triggered were you in this, JW? Open water. Ankle weights. Scuba.
I mean, as our listeners know, I can't swim, and this seemed like just such a nightmare from start to finish. And I always got frustrated when they were like, "You're not getting down far enough to get a good shot." And I'm like, "Well, I'm sorry that everyone's not an expert swimmer immediately, especially in the ocean."
I'm all for Aaron getting fewer frames. Sure. Why not? But in a scenario where everyone else gets to be coached, it seemed especially screwed up.
Yeah.
I mean, this is more than just you get a few less shots disadvantage. This is you don't get to experience what the photo shoot really is disadvantage.
You get no feedback from the photographer or the shoot director.
And this feedback seemed to mostly help people. Messed up as the photo shoot was, it was actual feedback.
We see Jen Britton, a digital tech, conspiracy theory, Mr. J doesn't know how to use a laptop. He's always either had Jim DeYonker or Lisa Traub do it.
The one thing that I will say that I did like about the photo shoot was at least when they were showing reference photos from the photographer, dislike him as we may, there was one photo that was what this was.
Sure.
Because so often we get reference photos of the photographer that seem so unrelated.
It did seem like he had experience doing this before.
Yes.
Do we think he asked that model to do a nude shoot and not pay her? Who can say?
Mr. J is especially mean today.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You're sitting there worried.
All my dreams are coming true.
Guys, do we hate the second half of Cycle 13?
I don't. I do dislike, though, that Jen Britton is an itch enabler and allows Mr. J to also say ish and is like, ish, ish, ooh, ish, ish. Guys, Jen, I tried to make ish work earlier. Did you know?
Can y'all explain to me the timing of the first round with Russell James versus the second round with Russell James? Because when the girls come to get feedback from Mr. J, their hair is dry.
Yeah. I think what happens is it's like they're going in order and then they get a second round after everyone's gone once.
Oh, so for example, if Laura was to go first, then Laura is out, maybe starting to get feedback while Nicole or someone else is going ahead. And there's some timing for him to look through the photos. And
talking to him directly after they've gone because their hair is dry.
But I think they're talking to him right before they go back in.
Back in.
So I think like Laura goes in first, person, as that fourth person, fifth person is going in, Laura's getting a thing.
That could make sense. I will say Laura is a different person in round two.
Yes.
Oh, it's completely. it's almost as if you need time to adjust to dangerous things. And then Laura says, it's fun to conquer your fears.
False.
Like a PSA to kids at home. Because Laura's whole thing is she is terrified specifically of suffocating, which includes drowning.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that is morbidly specific, Laura.
It feels like the producers heard Laura's fear and Sunday's asthma and were like, underwater shoot.
But the asthma isn't the problem, JW. She's self-defeating.
So many excuses. It's asthma. It's her nose. It's her busted ear from yesterday.
All her problems. All her fault.
So many excuses.
When Sunday is saying, like, I'm still hurt from yesterday, I'm like, yeah, I bet you are. This is not the first time you've been injured on this show.
This, you know, now that we are collecting these all together, this is a more beat the models up cycle with weapons and races and like...
oh my God, when you said races, I thought something else.
Oh, I mean the Aaron style of race.
The slap
people don't
of
know
the
how
ocean.
To move.
The no rules race.
Yeah.
I thought Jen was doing actually really well. She's actually like taking this as like, I'm just going to swim.
Jen, also like a sane person, is spurred on by Nicole's competitive edge. She can contribute her, she can attribute her win to Nicole, much like Kara intended to do once upon a time.
Yeah, it's funny that it feels like the show is trying to create a top two of Nicole and Jennifer. Like that's where the narrative feels.
They also don't know what to do with Nicole if she's not being hated.
No.
Because she's just cruising her way to the top so easily.
She almost just gets edited out. Like, even in her discussion with Mr. J, he says some stuff. And she's like, okay. And he's like, okay, so you're going back in? And she's like, yep. And she literally tips her hat.
Her giant sun hat.
Yep, I'm going to go in and destroy this. Bye.
You know who needed that giant sun hat? Laura.
Well, ages ago.
It's too late now.
Back at the house, Aaron continues to shift sentences around and words, and she makes good things into bad things when she calls Nicole their golden child.
Dreams of a golden child.
Laura in this loose white t-shirt and over it a coconut bra and a hula skirt that has it no fronds left.
Wear it to judging.
Yeah. Wanda Sue made it.
She literally could come in wearing anything and be like, yep, she made it.
Yeah. You tell me she didn't.
Sunday also posits that most people are cool with going home.
I mean, they came for experience, Hannah.
Sunday does. You're right, though. Sunday does have this narrative that she's created for other people that no one but her actually wants to win. Everyone wants to just exist in the competition, which this is the wrong house for that.
Yeah, you spent so much time with Aaron.
Yeah, and even Nicole, the Brittany, ultimate competitor.
Jen.
You, just all of them.
In the judging room, I get to take it back to our early days and ask, do you want to wear that top? Tyra.
Top. Yeah, it's the white version of the black one she wore earlier with the butterfly wings she ripped off.
But with gold.
Yeah, it was
glitter.
Gold. Yeah, it was gold. It was black and gold, and this is white and gold.
Maybe it was a 2-pack on sale from Amazon.
Also, her blowout that she got in Hawaii is big and there.
Great two list. I wish that when she reintroduced guest judge Marissa Miller and she said, a woman you've already met, the Tyron said, Marissa Miller, woman they've already met. That would have been fun.
This is the first time that's happened this cycle, that the guest judge has been someone that they've already met.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need, here's a conspiracy theory for you.
Oh. Ooh.
I think that Marissa wasn't the guest judge, but she had the time of her life and she pushed Ann Choquette right into the next episode. Because Marissa, like Jessica White before her, is here to disagree with the panel.
Yeah.
Bring the chaos.
I love it. Did anyone? All of our guest judges are just fully here to break the world of what judging is.
Did anyone catch the 17 cover that had Kristen Stewart on it? And then in a red heart was Robert Pattinson and Taylor Lautner. And I think Ann Choquette was standing the two of them as a couple.
Love that.
That's so funny.
Sunday is up first.
Tyra introduces the shoot by saying Russell James is one of her favorite photographers, and I feared for Alexander's blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Well, she also said, and it's hot. It is hot, but it's Hawaii.
I think, I honestly wonder if this was like the AC was broke that day, because it felt like that was pointed at someone, because it was an odd thing to bring up otherwise. Tyra makes fun of Sunday's voice, like we have, to be fair, but right to her face, unlike we have. Uh-huh. And kind of, I will say, it goes on for far too long, but I do like her joking and being like, you're kind of the opposite of most of the top model contestants in that usually I have to tell them to enunciate more. Could you enunciate less?
I feel like that would have been helpful advice if it had not been delivered in the form of a taunt.
Yes.
I'm going to go on the record and say that most advice is more helpful non-taunty.
Because Sunday, you need Novocaine in your tongue.
Tyra loves to reference Novocaine.
Yeah, is she a Novo addict? What's going on?
Oh,
she just really wants an excuse to take someone back to the emergency dentist.
I'm going to say, I don't think Sunday's picture is that bad.
I don't either.
No, the problem is you can't really see anything, but that's, I think, has to do with Tyra's favorite photographer, because it seems like he's not in the right position.
Now,
I like her body. She looks graceful.
Yeah. And I like very
her
tall.
Arms up. Yeah. And luckily, they do mention the length, which has been Sunday's big thing the entire time, was that she's the shortest of the shorts.
I think Sunday should have been given this long hair.
It really seems like they are determined to think that Sunday is lying about having asthma.
Yeah.
You don't look like you're struggling too much. All of your complications made your photo limiting.
Complications.
I hate this energy so much.
Yeah, it's really gross. Laura's up next, and Tyra steals her jacket.
Yeah, why does she have to give the jacket to Tyra?
Who then tucks it under the desk. And
you'll get this back at the end of class.
I love the story of her. She saw it in Harper's Bazaar, and her grandma made it and sent it to her for her birthday. So this is a fresh package we've gotten. So they are still getting mail, even potentially in Hawaii.
Which is crazy.
And, yeah. And I love that Marissa is like, it's a great jacket. I just don't think you paired it well. Which Tyra took to mean, give me the jacket. And I wanted Marissa to be like, no, I'm saying keep the jacket. Give her a tank top.
I don't like this photo.
I like the bottom half of the photo. I think her legs look pretty great. Maybe just because she is so aggressively pointing her feet.
I think her face looks terrible. Mm. It feels like she's a fish. She's making a fish face.
It doesn't bother me that much. It's kind of funny that I don't mind the face so much. I love what the fabric's doing.
Yes.
I love that motion. I think it's funny that later, I think it might have been, might be in private panel, but they talk about this pose being obvious. I'm like,
I don't think so.
That I would argue that Sunday's is a lot more of an obvious pose of what you might do in the water, but like this is not this like kind of both legs at 90 degrees things is not what I would assume.
I also don't understand what Jen and or Mr. J were doing, because why did they not get rid of the like dive area that she created? It just feels like this was rushed, or there were not enough photos.
It does not seem like they were positioned correctly, because no. Marissa makes this big point of saying that she should have found the light, but that would have meant fully turning her back to the camera.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I don't think Russell James is good.
I just don't think anyone gave enough time or care to this photo shoot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer is next.
And as soon as her photo comes up, captions crunch says that Jennifer goes, phew.
Am I crazy? Or does the Tiny Fest fluffy blouse combo look kind of cute on Jen?
This is such a cute outfit.
I didn't dislike it. And you know
I liked it a lot.
Jen's also not been our best dresser. And she's been a little better lately. Mm-hmm.
This is the time that the Tiny Fest worked.
Mm-hmm.
I also love this picture.
I do too.
I think her face and the top of her body. And you know what? Actually, it's my favorite photo overall.
For sure.
It's very my favorite clearly. Photo overall. I don't disagree that I think that it could have, there could have been a moment to have it a little bit more broken up. Her left arm and both of her legs being so straight, I just either wish the other arm was or something else. I think there's a way to make it great to awesome, but it's very good and the only one that does feel lit appropriately.
Yes. And I love that she feels suspended, almost like suspended in amber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her legs look so good.
Fucking good. See, this is where I disagree, because Marissa is wrong, because Jen is not posing like Marissa. So Marissa says bad model.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so straight up and down. Why is your tummy not pushed out? And it's just like, because that's how you model, Marissa. You found out how to model for your body.
I disagree. I think that that's a critique that could have actually made the photo better. Like, I love the idea of disliking Marissa, but I don't think that, I don't think the actual dialogue fits.
I like that her body is straight up and down.
Yeah, it gives it, the suspended sort of alien quality that I'm really into. And I think it still could have been a good photo, like with a little more curve or with her legs slightly wider or something like that. But I just love it the way it is, honestly.
Okay. I mean, look, it's still my number one photo.
Tyra makes a point of saying that Jen's legs are not retouched to make them look longer. Like, that's
have they
a
been
thing
doing it?
That's been happening.
Listeners, someone do it. I want to see the version of this.
Oh my God, like those Photoshop requests.
Yes.
I also loved it. She said, you were treating the light like your best friend. You were really going toward it. Man, do I go toward my best friends.
She also leads Jennifer in a yoga exercise about breathing.
I kind of liked Miss J's whole don't volunteer personal information because we'll use it against you moment. It was a little protective instinct that I appreciated.
Was this the time when Tyra tells her flat-footed story? Or is that the
next one? No, that's the next one.
No, this is where they played Asian-ish music over the breathing. Oh,
Lord.
Choices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had to use all of them. Next up is Nicole. I like this photo.
I'm baffled that they like this photo.
I think the lower half is one of the weirder things we've ever seen. And I don't know if it's just an odd angle or lighting or whatever. I think from like around waist up, I think it's an interesting pose.
It looks like Jinx Monsoon.
It does look like Jinx Monsoon. This episode is apparently sponsored by Drag Race,
yes,
but it
seriously.
Does.
I don't like this photo at all.
I do like it better than Laura's.
I think she just needed to tip forward a little more. The angle of her face to the camera just does not seem correct.
No, this hand I don't like.
I do think her hair and the fabric are doing beautiful things.
Yes, I like the fabric. This is where Tyra says a lie. And that if you have flat feet, pointing your toes is painful.
Gives you a cramp.
I don't think that's true. Now, granted, I have a beautiful arch in my foot, so how would I know?
How would you?
You'd be hypocritical for you to even have an opinion.
Yeah.
But I will say, I think that Tyra is a lot of things. But I think it's also very obvious when she's telling a sincere story because she often drops a lot of the affectation. Mm-hmm. And her story of like, I'm actually flat-footed. So this was a thing I had to do in modeling where I'd be like, okay, flex, flex, flex. Oh, I got to give it up. And then flex, flex, flex. And like, then she started a very cash conversation with Marissa about the whole Barbie toe thing and whatever. And it felt like how I want more of Tyra, where it felt like a real story that's probably true enough. And that it is an actual like tip of some kind, or even if it's not a tip, it's at least her relating to maybe something that they need to work on.
I agree. And I did like the further tip from Miss J, where if your shoe comes off on the catwalk, you Barbie toe.
Yes.
Barbie toe until you're gone.
And they have plenty of time to practice since they'll only let them wear flats. In fact, everyone, Barbie toe for the rest of the cycle.
Erin comes up.
She thinks she did pretty good considering.
I mean, I will give her that it was completely unfair what they did to her.
Yes.
I do love that Erin won't let them forget how much of a disadvantage she had. Like, they're like, how do you think? Okay, let me stop you right there. One round compared to two. I want that to be clear no matter what you're about to see on that screen.
They do not know what to do with her when she does this.
I think they all knew that they were supposed to go pretty deep from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the top of her head is bobbing above the water.
Of the water. She is so far away.
If a boat had come by, it would have hit her.
Yes. Nigel says she didn't find her light or her photographer or her set.
I mean, he's not wrong.
I know.
So he says she didn't find her light. I would argue she's bathed in light and it erases her from this photo.
She found too much. She found the sun. I'm going to say it right now. Worst photo of the week.
Yes.
I'm shocked that Tyra articulates the problem as a beautiful photo, but I can't recognize you. If you can't make out her distinguishing facial features, it's probably not a beautiful photo.
But also, y'all, there are bubbles coming out of her nose. She's blowing out, like, on that set. She's snorting out on that set. There is a huge bubble out of her nose.
Y'all, she is snorting out.
I will say, I think her legs look good.
Mm-hmm. I especially like I will say she's got the point.
Yeah, but
it's also sad because she got one of the cutest outfits.
Yeah, but yeah. Her face is
gone.
She looks like a corpse.
And the Tyra traps Marissa Miller in a fake story of like, what if Marissa went on set and did a bad job and you could tell her face, and Marissa's sitting there like, I would never.
Marissa also doesn't pose in the water. She gets in the water, comes back out, and then poses.
Private panel. Hate this fake Hawaiian.
Yeah, this choice of bit was strong and wrong.
We let Miss J normally get away, not get away with, we just like Miss J more. And most of the time, Miss J is giving good critique, seems like he likes the contestants and everything. But there is one thing that is consistent from cycle to cycle to cycle, and it's that Miss J thinks it is fine to just wear another language like a costume and fake babble in it. And it's the height of comedy for them.
I think Miss J hates Marissa Miller.
Girl, it's never too erect.
Oh. I wrote the exact opposite. I wrote Miss J wants Marissa to stay and be his new friend.
You're blinded. Blinded by your like of Marissa.
What's more likely, Alexander, that Marissa's fine or that you, who dislikes most people on the show, just also dislikes Marissa for no reason?
The
viewers
first one.
On Spotify, what's more like?
No.
How dare you?
She is our American supermodel.
Someone to talk to who isn't Tyra so badly.
That's true.
I'm not saying she's his next top best friend. I'm saying she's someone who's not Nigel or Tyra.
I do not like the narrative of the problem with Erin is that she'll end up a rebellious girl, the way most of these girls end up, too rebellious.
An independent thinker? Not on my watch.
They basically say, though, that she can't handle critique and yet also doesn't have enough attitude. And I would argue Erin has all the attitude.
They love to diagnose Erin's problem. There's always a different reason why she had a bad shoot this week instead of just she did poorly and should go home.
Yes. And then happens.
Here's what I'll say. Did Miss J start us off in private panel with a terrible bit? Yes. Does Miss J then do the Lord's work of interrupting an even worse bit? Also, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
do
mm-hmm.
we learn something about Nigel here? That he has a fetish for Tyra's feet?
I don't think we do. I think we learn something about Tyra.
Yeah. I think Nigel got trapped.
Well, we get confirmation that Nigel is always down for something kind of gross.
Yeah.
Sure.
Involving hot ladies.
Because Tyra can never let a bit be quick. Marissa made a, oh, do you have a feet fetish? And it should have been, ha, 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 ha. We move on. Just like you laughed earlier, Alexander, just like that. And Tyra's like, oh, a bit, leg, leg. And Marissa's like, all right, whatever.
I'll fill out my shoes. And then
Marissa actually said, Tyra, this is actually how you pose.
Just when Nigel is getting too excited, Miss J is like, not today, straight man, and throws a leg up. Thank baby Jeebus.
And Tyra criticizes the shoe.
Call out order. Jennifer is first. Correct.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Are you breathing in, out?
Nicole is second.
Not for me.
Not for me either. Nope. That would be Sunday.
Yep.
Who overcame asthma to do this terribly unsafe shoot.
I wouldn't have put, for me, I wouldn't have put Sunday second. I would have done Jen, Laura, Sunday.
Okay.
But fine. I mean.
And Laura is third. Leaving.
I think Nicole would have been in my bottom two here. Me I really too. Don't like that photo.
It's really bad.
I don't dislike it as much as you. Again, it's not good. I'm going to argue, though, that this episode in general, with Jennifer being the exception, none of these are good.
No.
True.
These are, and I think that's a fault of the photographer. I think it's a fault of the challenge and the lack of preparation. And I think Jen is a good model. I think she also kind of accidentally, the elements worked around her to make this work enough.
It is also crazy, and I'm just realizing this, that they had an actionable, practical challenge that does not get utilized at all by the photo shoot of the week.
You thought they would have just done a bikini shot afterwards.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
But it wouldn't put them in mortal danger.
Yeah.
So Sunday and Aaron are in the bottom.
Aaron insists on touching Sunday, which Sunday clearly does not want.
No. Tyra criticizes Sunday for having more frames than Aaron and also having asthma.
Well, and when she says, you probably had 10 times the amount of excuses and smiles, you've said that you have asthma. Many divers have asthma, and athletes and models.
Name one of any of those categories.
Anyone can be asthmatic.
Tyra says final two.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really erroneous thing.
That. That's so confusing. That is so confusing.
Of course it is.
It's so confusing. Bottom two.
And this is Aaron's third time in the bottom.
In a row. Because we've had some people like Jade, but it was never in a row. Never in a row like this. Three times.
And all they say is that she's getting weaker and weaker and weaker.
Mm.
And then to watch Sunday's face crumple.
Ugh. She checks out.
Gone.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even move. After Aaron gets picked, and basically they're like, "Don't be in the bottom again." Okay,
and not that it matters. Sunday doesn't even put her arms around Tyra for the hug.
Mm-mm. No, she's holding herself basically.
Yeah, Tyra just comes up and forces a hug
and says, "You're a role model for foster kids." And I'm just like, "Fuck off, lady. Fuck right off."
Even more fuck right offable, her going, you're a role model for foster girls and foster boys, as if that was, I don't know why that made it so much. I know why it made it dumber to me, but I was also like, oh, I need to make sure I talk about the diversity of foster care's children.
Know things about this.
Also, I just hate it because stuff like this always takes away from the fact that they're a good, plausible model.
Because mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It makes it feel like other contestants before her that she was only there to be a role model and not there to be a working model who is working, which Sunday really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And they remove the mixed race photo shoot from the collage.
They actually took out a couple of photos. It was actually a couple of photos that they took out. I made the note. They kind of only showed her good ones, which I'm not like against doing that for contestants as they're leaving. Like,
it was nice to be reminded of that time she should have been first call out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they're all leaving. I want to do some top model math and they'll give you the update, which is luckily a very positive one.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's some interesting top model math. We've talked about this before with the call out order and the average. But here's things in the petite cycle are super odd for the top seven in that the order is almost completely wrong except for Nicole being at the top, right? Mm-hmm. So based on their call-out average, Sunday should have been seventh.
Okay.
Ray should have been sixth, mm-hmm. and yeah. Brittany should have been fifth.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Sunday lasted about two places longer. And Sunday, and I know we think that she deserved higher call-outs, but in the show's world, their language. Yeah, yeah. Did you know that Sunday never got a first, second, or third call-out?
That's bananas.
Her top call-out was fourth ever. And I think that was only once.
That's bananas.
Yeah. So also imagine being Sunday, being in the top five, but basically getting to the point that like, well, if you even get like third out of five, it's the best place you've ever gotten. And that's third from last. So like Sunday's record on the show might have been one of the poorest we've ever had for like
a top.
And again,
five.
We wanted her to get higher call outs, mm-hmm. but like the show's language. Her name is Sunday Love.
Great name.
Great name.
She is now based in Japan, although she splits her time, it seems like, in LA. And her profile on Instagram is fashion model, your fashionable traveling TV model. Now in Japan, she talks about, she references Top Model Cycle 13. She's worked for the Travel Channel and MTV. And she's the owner of Mood Global. And here's the little about page on Mood Global. Mood Global is a travel-inspired clothing brand catering to the dreamers and adventurers, created by fashion model Sunday Love, currently based in Tokyo in California. The shop's vibe embodies the same ideals as its creator. Fun, free, and living life to the fullest, no matter the circumstances. Mood Global is a whole mood. Go, explore, live life for yourself, and look great doing it. She also seems to be super into anime. Because yes. A lot of her stuff is about that.
I mean, I'm seeing these Attack on Titan photos and that says yes.
Yeah. Here's some fun facts about Sunday, too. I mean, she'll, in all the cycles, be the shortest contestant to ever be on the show, which she talks about a lot. And she also has a very popular YouTube channel, and it has over 200,000 subscribers. It's a travel blog, essentially. And here's a fun thing. And some fans emailed this a little bit earlier than I wanted to present this information, but this is really interesting. You know, I'm a huge Power Rangers fan.
Of course.
I've talked about it in some one-person shows I've done. Sunday auditioned for Power Rangers Megaforce, but didn't get through to the finals. But her fellow semifinalist, Ciara, remember Ciara, the one we mm-hmm. thought should have made on the show?
Oh, yeah.
She got it, and I knew I recognized her because she was the Yellow Ranger in Power Rangers Megaforce. And it's so funny to me that two different petite cycle people, Ciara played Gia. And this is fascinating. And I went back on this too. Fans have pointed out in the casting episode that she was actually the 13th girl called into the house. And Laura was actually the last one chosen. But Sunday had a bigger reaction, so they re-edited it. And if you go back, y'all, it is super obvious.
Wow.
Really?
I mean, they do a really good editing job, but it's very clear that they cropped it in a certain way. So I think we discussed how Laura should have been the pick for last, and the show agreed with that, but Sunday just had a better reaction. So there's some interesting stuff I found about Sunday, but she seems like she's doing great. A lot of fans, you know,
her Instagram
business
is super
owner.
Fun.
Yeah.
She seems really funny.
She
and
does.
Fun.
I love these guess which anime things.
Yeah.
She has.
You know, Sunday's an interesting person. I really, really liked Sunday as a kind of, for lack of a better word, character on the show.
Mm.
I don't think she should have gone as far as she did.
No.
You know, I think she's probably one of the weaker models we've gotten that's made it quite that far.
I don't think they were necessarily, because they were so focused on making everyone seem tall, they weren't actually helping fix some problems in the model's like weaknesses. And Sundays, I think they brought up far too late of the, you know, the three-quarter angle. So we never actually got a diverse group of pictures from Sunday.
I think the other problem is that so much of the coaching this cycle has been focused on how to look taller.
Yeah.
That they never got coached on how to model.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. But I'm really happy she's living her best life, especially when the show treated her so badly at the end of her run.
And I think she's a very memorable contestant. Like, mm-hmm. I think people remember Sunday.
I mean, I did. if nothing else, from her commercial. Still one of my favorites.
And if we're still one of your favorites,
you should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We love hearing from you, your hot takes, your iced tea. You can also reach out to us at podlingham.com to send something through the email or through the mail, the USPS mail.
We're going to be doing a mailbag episode super soon. I think that's the last announcement I'll make about it, but we'll be doing it right after Cycle 13. It's kind of a break before we get into high fashion.
Hot couture.
So again, that's podlingham@gmail.com. And one of the best things is like discussion topics. So things you just want us to do a little chit chat about, feel what free to best. Give us those. And I've been emailing some of you asking permission to keep certain stuff into the mailbag episode. And thank you to all those people who are being so gracious about that. I hope you know, I won't be able to use all of them, but I'm collecting them and I will choose the best, just like my gerbil. Own casting.
You can also reach out to me at Yet Charming.
Come say hi on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on Twitter at JW Crump.
And be sure to use the hashtag Podleadem when you do. Otherwise, I'll ignore it.
Mm-hmm. I can't find it.
Because I can't find it.
Yeah.
So for Podleadem, I have been Alexander Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleadem is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.